everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody. And every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
Welcome. We're on 1 to 4, and then after 4 o'clock, it's John Cobell Show on Demand. It's the podcast version, same as the radio show. And you can listen to what you missed and listen at any time, day or night, anywhere in the world. You want to get on the Moist line and entertain the world with your thoughts? 877-MOIST-86. We have vacancies. We have room. 877-MOIST-86. Call and leave a message on the phone, and you can rant and rave about whatever is bothering you, or you can use the talkback feature on the iHeart Radio app. All right. Alex Stone from ABC News has more on this. We talked about this briefly yesterday. There is another Boeing whistleblower. He's an engineer that's worked on the 787 Dreamliner. That's one of their bigger planes. And he says the plane could have problems in the future because the fuselage, sections of the fuselage, are not fastened together properly. And he's going to be testifying in Washington, D.C. soon. Boeing is disputing this. Let's get to Alex Stone.
Hey there, John. Yeah, so this being the latest whistleblower, we've known about the other cases that have been out there with the MAX and some of the other aircraft, but this guy, Sam Salapour, a longtime Boeing quality engineer, he says that as these aircraft, and there are a lot of them out there flying around the world right now, that as they age, that all of the cycles, as they're called, of pressurizing, depressurizing, all the stresses that are on the planes, that eventually these fasteners are going to give way where they bring pieces of the fuselage together. That you remember with the MAX, that when we were talking about the door plug coming out, that the fuselage for the 737 is made by Spirit AeroSystems in Kansas and then goes to Boeing. The 787 is a much more complicated aircraft. Pieces come from all around the world, and then Boeing puts them together. And he claims that as they have been trying to speed things up to put them together, that shortcuts have been made and that it's going to be dangerous. We talked to Sam Salapour. He told us this.
I'm doing this not because I want Boeing to fail, but because I want it to succeed and prevent the crashes from happening.
He claims that the company has retaliated against him by when he officially made the whistleblower complaint. He says that the fasteners that are used, they're designed to speed things up this is composite material instead of aluminum like historically older planes were made out of. Less is known yet about how the composite material long term after 10, 20 years, how it's going to age, what the stresses are going to be, what the fail points are going to be. Boeing says, John, that it investigated, it dealt with this exact issue in 2021 and 2022, that they slowed down production, they stopped deliveries of the Dreamliner, looked into it. The FAA signed off on some production changes that they made, but they say that the 787 is totally safe. Salapour's attorney saying today,
they claim that they've done extensive testing and analysis, but haven't shown it internally to Sam or the other engineers.
She says that he's been silenced in the company. He has not yet provided any documentation to support his claims that these fasteners will not hold up over the years. He's going to, as you mentioned, testify at the Capitol next week. The FAA is now investigating his claims. Boeing says that all of these claims about the structural integrity of the 787, totally inaccurate. They say the issues have been subject to rigorous engineering under FAA oversight. They say they are fully confident in the 787 Dreamliner. They know it will fly for many, many years without any problems. They say that they did make changes, that this is all essentially inaccurate and bull. But he claims that as an engineer, he's looking at what they're doing and that it's not safe.
Interesting that they looked into the claims 2-3 years ago and did make some changes. They did slow down the production. So originally there was something to this.
There was something that they looked at. The FAA looked at it with them and signed off on, and Boeing isn't saying exactly what they did. The issue, to get a little more detailed, is that he is saying that when these pieces come together, that they don't fit perfectly when they come from different manufacturers, and that they are putting excessive force on sections of the composite material to kind of force them together without gaps, and that deforms the composite material, can lead to fatigue and failure of the material. And again, it goes back to that he's saying this is new material, that they don't know exactly how much force they can put on it, where years from now, some sort of failure that may be in there that may not present itself now, by squeezing and putting so much force on this to make it fit, that it could, you know, kind of go pop and fail down the line when the plane is in flight and then break apart.
I mean, you can follow what he's saying here, but there's really, I mean, is there a way to prove or disprove this?
Well,
I understand why he would think that, but how does a company know?
Well, and the company is saying that it's done all the scientific testing on it, that it knows long term that the Dreamliner is fine, that, you know, you think of a 767, which is older technology, much older technology. There are a lot of U.S. carriers that are flying the 767 that is, some of their planes are 35 years old. You know, you fly on a Delta or United 767 coming back from Hawaii or going to New York, you may be on a 35-year-old plane. That those have held up. They are saying that the Dreamliner, even though it's composite, that it is lighter, more fuel efficient, that it will hold up just as well, and that there is nothing here. It's really the onus now is on the FAA to say, here's what we investigated a couple of years ago. Here's why we signed off on it. Here's why it is safe. Or do they, as they we now know they're going to investigate his claims, do they have new issues that they're looking at? Do they have new concerns? Or is this all just, you know what, we looked at it and it's done? The FAA hasn't explained that yet. It's really on them.
All right. Very good, Alex. Thank you for coming on with that. Alex Stone from ABC News on another whistleblower. I tell you, if this guy ends up dead like the guy in South Carolina, then we're really going to know what's going on. But these companies, they always want to take retaliation against people who tell the truth. And they never want all their dirty secrets to come out. But, you know, when one guy gets emboldened, other people are going to get emboldened as well. And we'll see. We'll see when he testifies next week. Definitely talk more about that. Coming up after 2:30, we got Steve Gregory coming on because apparently L.A. is the car theft capital of the United States. Yes. Yes. Karen Bass has got to wake up in the morning and be so proud of herself. When we return, something we talked about earlier in the hour, we have some more information now. There was a bill by a California State Assemblywoman, Kate Sanchez, It's a bill that would deport illegal alien fentanyl dealers. Anybody in favor of illegal alien fentanyl dealers? Anybody want to keep them here and not deport them? Well, the Assembly Committee voted no on that bill to deport illegal alien fentanyl dealers. We have the details on who voted no. And I think we're going to give out a few phone numbers. So why don't you get a pen and paper ready, and maybe you can call one of these people.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Last night, we saw that one California assemblywoman, Kate Sanchez, do we know where she's from? She had a bill that would allow the state to deport felony fentanyl dealers who are illegal aliens. Illegal aliens who are convicted of dealing fentanyl. Because right now, they have sanctuary state protections. And, she's local then. Mission Viejo is Kate Sanchez's district. All right, so let me just rephrase this. You have illegal aliens. They are fentanyl dealers. They might work for the drug cartel. They get caught in this country, and they should be deported, right? But the state has to cooperate. The state has to empower law enforcement to turn the convicted fentanyl dealers over to ICE. And right now, there's a law against that. So you have illegal alien fentanyl dealers who are protected by sanctuary law. And Kate Sanchez says, here's a bill. Why don't we strip these fentanyl dealers, these illegal aliens, of any sanctuary state protections? Let's make sure we can deport them. Now, who objects to this? It's completely reasonable, obvious, should always have been done. How could you think otherwise? Well, I'm going to play this. Let's play this clip again, cut one, in case you missed it. This is Sanchez trying to explain to six other members of the Assembly Public Safety Committee. This is about deporting illegal alien fentanyl dealers, and then you will hear, vote by vote, the seven members vote this down.
Respectfully, I don't believe this is an anti-immigrant bill at all. It's anti-fentanyl, to start. This bill simply is a referendum on the sanctuary state policy as it relates to fentanyl dealers. I don't believe current law is working. And I believe we need to give law enforcement more tools to protect our California communities. AB 2209 is a choice. It's a choice between fixing our fentanyl crisis or doing nothing. It's a choice of either protecting innocent lives or protecting the livelihoods of criminal cartel members.
Thank you. Please call the roll.
Listen to this.
On AB 2209 by Assemblymember Sanchez, the motion is due pass to the Appropriations Committee. McCarty.
No.
McCarty, no. Alanise.
Aye.
Alanise, aye. Lackey.
Aye.
Lackey, aye. Wynn. Reyes.
Nothing.
Reyes, no. Ting.
Nope.
Ting, no. Wilson.
Nope.
Wilson, no. Zabur. Zabur, no.
That measure fails. Next author, Mr. Berman.
The measure fails. So we're looking at two yes votes, five no votes, all Democrats, and one frightened little creature, Stephanie Wynn, who abstained. And you can tell by the sound of the voice, some of them are awfully arrogant. You hear Philip Ting? I think he's from San Francisco. Nope. Like, no way are we deporting illegal alien fentanyl dealers. Now, we do know that fentanyl has killed 100,000 Americans, right? Tens of thousands of young people. It's brought in out of Mexico. Big drug cartel profit maker. Billions of dollars in profit, drug cartels. The ingredients are shipped from China. Then it's mixed and manufactured in Mexico and in this country by the Mexican drug cartel. So Kate Sanchez is saying, how about when we catch these guys dealing fentanyl, we not only put them in jail, we deport them, and there's no sanctuary state protections. And the Public Safety Committee says, no, we're not deporting them. Huh? Really? The lowest, most disgusting dirtbags who are selling a deadly drug that kills 100,000 people? No, you don't want to deport them? Why? Well, they're sick and evil. That's why. Here are the five. I'm going to give you the five state assembly people on the committee who voted no. And I'm going to give you their Sacramento phone numbers. Want something to do? This will only take a few minutes. No threats. Be civil. Kevin McCarthy is the chairman of the committee. And that's McCarthy, not McCarthy, McCarthy. He voted no. His number is 916-319-2006. I'm going to give out all these numbers, so get ready, okay? 916-319-2006. I'd call all of them. Let's entertain ourselves today. Let's see. Eloise Gomez-Reyes voted no. 916-319-2050. 916-319-2050. Again, the issue is deporting illegal alien fentanyl dealers. Philip Ting. He's the one who voted. Nope. Ting. His phone number is 916-319-2019. 916-319-2019. Lori Wilson. Wow, no compassion from women on this, huh? For all the dead children out there. Lori Wilson voted no. She's 916-319-2011. 916-319-2011. And then Rick Chavez Zabur, Z-B-U-R. He voted no. And his number is 916-319-2051. 916-319-2051. These are all no votes. They do not want to deport illegal alien fentanyl dealers who are convicted of felonies. There's like nothing to say. The rot is so deep. The evil is so pervasive. They want people to die of fentanyl poisoning, preferably young people, in an agonizing way. And then if we catch the killers, the dealers, no. You can stay in the country. Please stay here. Kill more of our children. Please. Let's have more overdoses. Let's have more suffering. Let's have more destroyed families. Please. So again, those names are Kevin McCarthy, Eloise Gomez-Reyes, Philip Ting, Lori Wilson, Rick Chavez Zabur. They're into killing more young Americans and not deporting illegal alien convicted fentanyl dealers. I think only Satan would have a position like that. I can't imagine anybody else would, but these five do. More coming up, and we've got, Steve Gregory's coming in. He's going to talk about how Los Angeles is the car theft capital.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you, something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
I heard.
I wish
the
people
breaks.
Could hear the show behind the show. It's a much better show.
It's...
All right. Welcome back. We got Steve Gregory in here. Are we going live on Instagram? No? Were you just pointing a camera at me for the hell of it or what?
You know, all this is going to go away someday, right? You know, social media is just going to blow up.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything's just going to explode and implode and no one's going to care anymore.
You're not going to use like some AI and turn me into a nude or anything. All right. I'm very worried about that. And don't do it to Steve either, okay? World's not ready for that.
If you do, I'll give you the body in which to deepfake my face.
All right. Steve Gregory is here because we're number one. Is that true? We're
that's
number
right.
one in car theft.
Car thefts. I mean,
explain this.
We jumped up to the top of the list, and California is number one overall.
Is that right?
Yeah, in the number of thefts. The highest number of thefts in California in 2023 last year, 208,668 vehicles stolen in the state of California, making it the number one place for car thieves.
We're ahead of San Francisco? I thought that was champion.
Okay, so if you want to look there, they're in second place. So
second.
Now that's statewide. Now let's break it down into
regions.
That's
like the Dodgers beating the Giants. I mean, that's...
So the way they did it, so these urban areas they put together, Los Angeles, Long Beach, and Anaheim, they combined them together. This is also, these are stats from the National Insurance Crime Bureau. It's a nonprofit that analyzes this information. And they put together LA, Long Beach, and Anaheim as a region. And in that region, last year, there were 72,460 vehicle thefts. That's about a 0.5% increase over the year before. Second place was the region of San Francisco, Oakland, Berkeley.
Mm-hmm.
And they had 40,977, an increase of 28%.
Mm.
So if you want to look at it in terms of growth,
right,
San Francisco beat us in growth.
Right. But we're still overall.
Overall.
Number one.
California was 208,668. Take a guess on who second place was.
New York?
Texas?
Texas.
115,000.
No kidding.
So look at the jump. Almost 100,000 fewer vehicles or more vehicles, however you want to look at it.
Yeah.
And then it was interesting to me because they also break it down by like, you know, per 100,000. They always mm-hmm. have to do that for statistical reasons. So the state that had the highest thefts per capita per 100,000 people, District of Columbia. So apparently.
So that's the highest rate.
Right. 1,149 yes. thefts per 100,000 people.
But we had the most actual cars
volume,
stolen.
The volume.
Yeah, we win the volume award.
We win the volume award. And then, you know, Texas comes in second in California. You know, it's California, Texas, Florida, then Washington State, then Illinois. Colorado is sixth place. That was odd to me. New York was seventh.
Hmm.
Followed by Ohio, Georgia, and Missouri to round out the top 10.
Yeah, Colorado's disproportionate. Their population
is odd to me.
Anywhere near the big states. So how many total cars in the Los Angeles area stolen?
72,460.
72,460. And where do they all go? Do we know? Like, are they recovered?
Not a lot of times they're recovered. A lot of times they're stripped. Most of the times they're stripped or they're resold and the VINs are, you know, dissolved away with acid and they're sold or they're given to wholesalers. Sometimes they put them on those cargo ships and ship them overseas. Yeah, because a lot of times American cars are in high demand in other countries.
72,000 is a staggering number.
Yeah. That you figure, what is that? What stadium in the area has close to that?
SoFi, yeah.
So think about a car for every seat.
That's right. Is this so they stole a car from every single fan at SoFi Stadium.
SoFi Stadium in 1 year.
Wow. So that's what that would be. That would be about like 200 a day. Is that right?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it's interesting because overall in America, this is interesting. It's the highest number of vehicles stolen ever in history since it's been calculated.
Highest number last year. One region in history.
No. Overall in America.
It was overall in America.
The highest number of cars and vehicles stolen in total in America was last year at 1,020,729 vehicles stolen last year in America.
It's amazing because I would have thought with all the modern security measures, it would have been much more difficult to steal cars than it was back when, you know, we were teenagers.
So the modern security measures is what's making them vulnerable.
Because they like the key fob.
Yeah, because technology.
They can copy the key fob from a distance.
Got an app on here and I can go and those Romanians, those gypsies over there, they're pretty hard at work on the ATM scamming and they're also creating apps. Or Ukrainians are creating apps, Russians, Chinese, North Koreans. They've got all these apps out there now and I can go around and scan and scan and scan and then punch in something. And then you just, it's like, don't you remember when the garage door openers? That was a big thing for a while, too. People could take garage doors or door openers. You could just drive up down the street and start hitting the door. And odds are, one of those doors is going to open.
Right, yeah.
And a lot of these security measures, remember Kias and Chevys and Hyundais. Mm-hmm. The number one targets, LAPD says, those are the three big cars that are stolen. And it doesn't help when a tutorial of how to steal them is on TikTok. You know, that doesn't help at all.
It's another good usage of social media.
Exactly. Yes. See what I mean? Eric is useless right now. He shouldn't even be here. His social media is bad for everybody.
It is. It's toxic.
So when you think about it, and you're sitting there watching TikTok going, okay, Tom, yeah. Okay, push that over there. Yeah, okay. And then over there, you know, it's a step-by-step tutorial on how to steal cars.
And law enforcement is incapable of slowing this.
Oh gosh, it's whack-a-mole. Yeah. It's all whack-a-mole.
And there's no central car ring that they can bust up. I mean, these all freelancers, small groups.
Again,
is there something larger?
No, there was. And then remember, car thefts started spiking during the pandemic.
Yeah,
because they were all parked. Now, and then no one was being prosecuted for car thefts. Remember, it was considered a low-hanging fruit crime.
Yeah.
Oh, you just had a look on your face.
Next segment.
Okay. you figure there were no prosecutions of car thefts for the longest time. And so you had all of that just sort of exacerbate. But to your point, since things like TikTok are showing people how to steal cars, you don't have to be a member of a car ring anymore.
Right.
All you have to do is watch TikTok. Right. LAPD, they put these task forces together, but that only does so much.
Right. And TikTok does nothing to block this sort of information.
They've been trying to get them to block it. They'll leave that stuff up there. But, you know, I put a video up of actual crimes being committed on a metro train.
Yes.
And my account gets blocked because it's violent.
I see.
Yeah.
I know they know how to do it. I never believe any of the companies when they say, "Well, you know, we've been working on this." I'll stop.
No, they're not working on it because the algorithms and the clicks are too high.
Well, I mean, there's so many criminals now stealing cars that means a lot of hits.
Yeah, and besides that, they brag about it too. They use social media to brag about it after they steal them. But no, believe me,
it's the end of days.
It really is.
It really
is. I can't wait to get out of here.
Yeah, it's time to go. Time to go. All right.
Thanks,
very
John.
Good.
What's coming up? I got to know what's coming up based on that look.
They have some background information on the mother who pushed her kids from the moving car and killed her partner. I don't want to blow it. This is definitely worthy to sit through all the commercials this time.
Well, I'll listen.
Don't go anywhere.
That's good.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
3 o'clock, we are going to get Kate Sanchez on the air, the assemblywoman who had a bill in the Assembly Public Safety Committee sanctuary city protection, sanctuary state protection from illegal alien fentanyl dealers. In other words, if you're an illegal alien fentanyl dealer in California, you've been convicted. Right now, California does not cooperate with ICE to have you deported because you are protected. It's a sanctuary state. And she said, how about no sanctuary protections for specifically illegal alien fentanyl dealers? And this thing got voted down in committee 4-2 with one abstention. And we read the names of the no votes, and we gave out phone numbers, and we'll do more on that. But 3 o'clock, we're going to have Kate Sanchez on. This is just so unbelievably extreme, outrageous, stupid, deadly. You can't deport illegal alien fentanyl dealers. Who votes for these kinds of Democrats? Why do you do this? You're not listening. All right. I'm going to read this as is. I don't have a lot of time, but we'll get back to this after Kate Sanchez. This story was just published by the Los Angeles Times, Noah Goldberg, Richard Winton, Hannah Fry, the writers. The headline, Mother Who Pushed Kids from Moving Car and Killed Her Partner Was an Astrology Influencer Disturbed by the Eclipse. Yes. This is the woman, Danielle Johnson, who stabbed her partner to death, her boyfriend, then took her two girls on a wild ride, and on the 405, threw them both out of the car. The baby ended up dying. The 9-year-old survived and then smashed headlong into a tree in Redondo Beach in a Porsche going 100 miles an hour. I'm going to read you this story verbatim. Danielle Johnson was worried about the eclipse. The astrology influencer and divine healer, who went by the name Danielle Ayoka online, called the upcoming astronomical event the epitome of spiritual warfare and told people they needed to pick a side. She was posting this on X, Twitter. Less than 3 days later, in the early mornings before the eclipse, Johnson left a trail of tragedy in her wake. Her partner stabbed to death, her 8-month-old baby dead after being pushed from her car, and Johnson herself dead after crashing the car on PCH in Redondo. Here's among the things she wrote. Wake up, the apocalypse is here. Everyone who has ears, listen. Your time to choose what you believe is now. If you believe a new world is possible for the people, retweet now. It's all in capital letters. There is power in choice. There is power in choice. With about 5 exclamation points. Repost to make the choice for the collective. They found tarot cards and black feathers in the apartment where her boyfriend was stabbed to death. Law enforcement sources confirmed to the Times that Ayoka, who is active online as a rhythm and blues recording artist, as well as an astrologer offering self-help and healing sessions for a fee, they confirmed it was Johnson. Let me move on here. With no clear motive, investigators believe that the eclipse may have been a factor in the killing because of some of the things Johnson wrote days before. Under her name, Ayoka, she issued a torrent of anti-Semitic posts, conspiracy theories, and alarmist warnings on April 4th and 5th, including a repost of a debunked speech attributed to Ben Franklin about how Jewish people depreciated societies wherever they settled, a video about Jews promoting pedophilia in the entertainment industry, and unproven theories about the origin of COVID-19. There's always been conspiracy theories about eclipses and social media posts about this stuff. Despite Johnson was popular online with more than 100,000 followers on X who liked her messages. Years ago, she became a darling of the media with numerous websites posting glowing reviews of her clairvoyant skills at giving followers dead-on descriptions of each zodiac sign and guiding them to wellness through detailed moon rituals. She would often make posts about specific zodiac signs and how they were being affected by astrological movements. I've got more here, but I'm out of time for the moment. We'll continue this coming up later next hour, okay? But apparently the impending eclipse may have disturbed Danielle Johnson enough to stab her boyfriend to death, throw her children out of a car, killing one, and then she smashed her Porsche into a tree. It was the eclipse. All right. We come up just as insane. California Democrats and the Assembly Public Safety Committee refused to approve Kate Sanchez's bill. She's an assemblywoman from here in Southern California. This would strip sanctuary state protections from felony fentanyl dealers. If you were convicted of dealing fentanyl, you could be deported under Kate Sanchez's bill. And the other Democrats, on the Public Safety Committee said no. We are not deporting illegal alien fentanyl dealers. Kate Sanchez, coming up next.
Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Tired of pickup truck bed chaos? Meet Decked, game-changing USA-made full bed-length drawers for tools and gear. Waterproof, dustproof, lockable, secure. Whether you're working, hunting, fishing, camping, or just getting out of town. And introducing Decked Deco Cases. Tough, modular, problem-solving cases built for the truck, job site, campsite, or garage. Say goodbye to random bins and tie-downs. Order now at Decked.com/iHeart for free shipping. Decked, your truck, your rules. Decked.com/iHeart.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.